There's a musical answer to today's geo quiz, and it's got a Celtic twist. The World's David LaValle profiles an Irish piper who comes from a long line of travelers.
This is a slow Irish air that Paddy Keenan likes to play on a low whistle. He says it's a song that captures memories of the times he spent traveling the roads of Ireland. Keenan was born in the 1950s in a small town called Trim in County Meath, but he pretty much lived on the road.
At the time we were traveling in horse-drawn caravans, sounds pretty romantic right now, but pretty tough back then. This is the caravan I was brought up until the age of six.
He's pointing to an old black-and-white photo of a horse-drawn barrel-top wagon. Keenan's family was one of thousands of landless Irish travelers. They camped alongside roads or wherever there was grass enough for the horses. They were often seen as trespassers and forced to move on. Eventually, Keenan and his family landed in Dublin.
And that's where I learned to play the whistle first, the penny whistle, as they called it, and then moved on to the pipes. My dad played most instruments, so it wasn't that difficult. I knew the music. It was just a matter of taking up the instrument, learning the scale, traditional Irish reels, jigs, and slow airs and stuff like that.
These pipes he's playing are Irish Illan pipes. They're almost as complicated to play as a church organ. Keenan says they're very temperamental.
I think anyone who takes up the instrument is not only fussy but a little off the rocker, I would say, because it's such a difficult instrument. It changes with the weather, it changes with the wind, if you like. You're totally at the mercy of the air that you're pumping in. If it's too damp, it will affect the reeds, possibly for the worse. Or if it's too dry, it will affect them badly. So it has to be right, and seemingly it's right in Ireland. A little moist, but not too moist. They are a beautiful instrument when going right.
As finicky as they are, the Illan pipes are Keenan's link to the past. His father and grandfather were pipers. He pays tribute to his father on Johnny's tune.
The tune you're listening to is a tune I composed in memory of my father, who died back in 92. There's a whole life story in there, if you like, concerning my dad and his life and then his death, which was a heart attack. And if you listen to the end of the tune, it does sort of step down and then it finishes pretty abruptly.
Once, Keenan nearly tossed out his pipes and abandoned traditional music altogether. It was back in the 60s, during his hippie days in London, when he says it all seemed so square. He even turned down a meeting with the Beatles, who at the time were experimenting with exotic sounds. But luckily, he held on to those pipes and rebounded with this tune called Care's Kitchen, named after a rowdy pub in County Clare. It's become a favorite at Irish raves, where he says kids dance crazy to it. Keenan now lives in the U.S., but he circles back to Ireland this month for concerts. In March, he's off to Australia, where there are plenty of Celtic music fans. It's a lot of travel, but he seems to like it that way. And he says his musical moods shift around a lot, too.
I would say, yeah. It's all an expression of myself. And, you know, each time I sit to play, let it be the same tune or not, however so subtle, it will be different, you know. And this is what music is to me. It's a mood, and there's a lot of the past in my playing. It could be when I was 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, or it could be a couple of years back, or it could be right now, the present, but it's definitely a mood.
Here's Paddy Keenan in a frolicking mood to take us down the road, playing with his old friend, guitarist Tommy O'Sullivan, on a tune called The Kerry Jig. For The World, I'm David LaValle.
Piper Paddy Keenan, originally from County Meath, Ireland, and County Meath is the answer to our geo quiz. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.